So, today I'll be talking about something, and that is how to close a sales call or how to close a sale. So nowadays, there are so many articles, there are so many books, there are so many trainings that exist to help salespeople close the deal. And if there's a magic phrase or a secret way to ensure that the prospects will sign or we pay you, we sign the proposal at the end of a sales call, many people are going to use it. But that's very, very impossible. It does not exist. That's a mind. Let me assure you, there is no particular clause that you can say at the end of this call, if I just say this person whip out their wallet and they will give me all their money. The only way to close a sales call is to engage the prospect, number one, to listen, number two, to add value to the sales conversation, number three. That's how you close your sales call. Turning your prospects into customers is about creating long-term relationship. You must do your research, you must define the purpose of the call, you must ask great questions, and you must transition into the sale with a meaningful support statement. If you don't know what a support statement is, you can listen to my former podcast that I created and the last podcast that I created, and you will know what a support statement is. So if you do not plan ahead of time and structure the sales call correctly, then closing the call will be extremely difficult. Nevertheless, even if you do the things you have to do well, even if you engage the prospect, even if you listen, and even if you add value, if you did not structure the sales call in the right way, closing the sale will be extremely difficult. And even if you do everything well, you still have to ask for the business. You still have to close the sale. You still have to close the sale. You still have to ask for the business. Because at the end, if you just enter a sales call, you ask all the questions and you just shut up your mouth, who is going to ask for the business? The prospects should not ask for the business. You ask them if they are ready to move forward. That's what confident people always do. And people like to work with people who are confident. So how do you deliver a strong close? First, you have to understand that turning a prospect into a customer is actually a series of small closes, not just a big one, not something that you see at the end of a sales call. Prospects need time to get to know you, especially today. There are so many scammers out there. There are so many people who sell snake oil. There are so many, fake gurus out there. There are so many YouTube gurus out there who just want to sell you a course, and people want to get to know the person that they are buying from. And that's the main reason why trust, value, and personal connection are very, very important nowadays. So the close should be based on and tied to your purpose and tied to the pace of the prospect. That's why we always go into a sales call with two or three stated purposes: observing the pace of the prospects and listening for clues during the sales call is how you decide how to close the sale. What level of close do you feel best fits the prospect? Setting the right pace and choosing the right purpose builds trust with the prospect. For example, if your purpose is to schedule a second meeting and present a proposal on how you can save the prospect money in his banking services, then scheduling a meeting is your close for this call. So if you run a discovery call and your close for the call or the main purpose of the call is to get the prospects to book a second call with you, where you present a proposal and you guys will go through it, then your close should be tied to getting them to book a second meeting with you. So if your purpose is to have your prospect discuss and commit to the proposal, then your close is to gain their commitment and set an engagement start date. Your purpose should tie directly to your close. So if your purpose is, if your purpose of your sales call, let me say the second sales call, for example, is to get them to, commit to the proposal, that is to buy what you have to offer, to sign, to pay you the money, whether to pay everything that you know, have to, that they have to pay to provide everything that they need to provide and to commit to an engagement date, your clothes should be tied, you know, to that purpose, which is to get them to commit. Secondly, your clothes needs to be a balance of respect and assertiveness, a balance that removes the self-score forward. If you ask for too much in a self-score, like if you give, for example, in an email, if you give so many call to actions, like if you, for example, in a code email, ask someone, are you available today? Can we hop on a call right now? They will be very, very confused. That's why if you want someone to commit right now, you need to, like I said earlier in the beginning of this episode, that for you to close a sale involves a series of small closes, not just a big one. So for you to do that, you need to, you know, you can close someone right from the beginning of a sale by how you started the sales conversation and the question that you asked during the sale. You just need to, you know, continue asking those small questions that you get them to, you know, from the scale of 0 to 10, like Jordan Belfort said in his, you know, book, The Way of the Wolf. You need to ask questions that you close them from number 1 to number 2, number 2 to number 3, number 3 to number 4, number 5 to number 6, number 6 to number 7, number 7 to number 8, number 8 to number 9, and number 9 to number 10, which is when they are more likely to buy, like when they are when they can say, take my money and I'm interested in what you have to say. So before I wrap up this podcast, I want you to know something. If your prospect says no, all you have to do is embrace it. This only means that you did not create enough value or benefit for the prospects to want to do business with you right now. So the only option that you have from a prospect saying no to you is to learn from the sales call and develop what you have to offer. So you know, you never know what is going on in their own world. You never know what's going on in someone else's world, which may be the main reason why they say well to you. Often people say no because the timing is wrong. So the only thing you have to do is to learn from your rejection and use it to improve your future calling effort. So for me to wrap up, closing a sale is key to turning prospects into clients. However, if you follow the rules and invest in adding value, your prospects will close the sale for you. All you have to do is to ask good questions. So that's it for this podcast. If you enjoy it, you know, share it with someone that you think might find this valuable. And if you need help with lead generation, or if you need help with, you know, setting up email campaigns, code email campaigns, all you have to do is to find me on LinkedIn at Melvis Courage, and you will get started from there. And I'll know what you want, and if you are a good fit to work together, and if you can really help you. As for now, peace out.